the truth.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Okay, now for today's story. It's a dark story, has some swearing in it. So if there are children around, you might want to listen to something else. This is called Where Have You Been?
Hi.
Well,
Wow.
My God.
I can't believe you actually showed up.
Come in.
I didn't honestly expect to ever see you again.
Let me just get a hold of myself here.
I don't even know what to say. What?
You look good.
Look at you. Look at you.
You look the same.
You look so calm.
Well, say something to me.
What? How did you get happened?
I haven't heard from you.
How?
Where were you?
Where have you been?
You just disappeared. You disappeared for 7 years. You just disappeared. Who does that?
Why? Can you even answer that? I mean, I know we were young.
I couldn't do it.
I could never do that.
I couldn't go away for 7 years and come back.
Nobody could get it. They looked to me to explain it. And I would just shrug my shoulders.
I mean, what about Michelle? Did you keep in touch with her? Because quite frankly, I thought you and Michelle were keeping in touch for years. I thought that in fact...
Your father fired me. Everyone assumes that I know where you are and am just keeping them from knowing what's going on with you when I don't...
They look at me sideways. Some would take your side of it. Without knowing a damn thing.
I know you don't think that I have to defend you to anybody, but I did. Because you are my best friend, and I knew that you weren't happy. I just thought you must have had a really good reason.
Why? What about this life here was so oppressive that you had to abandon it?
You just had to get away.
You didn't have to, did you?
From me? From Tyler? From your life? Everyone's overwhelmed with their life. Life is overwhelming. So did you find some other life that didn't overwhelm you? Did you at least enjoy yourself?
I'm sad about Tyler. I'm more sad about Tyler than I am sad about me.
This is Tyler. Ty?
Huh?
This is, remember when I told you about your mom? This is your mom. This is her. Say hi to her.
Once he was old enough to realize that you were my daughter and he connected all that, he had a lot of questions he wanted to know.
Did you ever think about me? Do you have another family? Why'd you go away?
He kept asking me, why did she leave? And I didn't have an answer. Sometimes I'd get mad at him and I'd just say, I don't know why. And I'd be losing my temper and then I'd feel guilty for...
I've never seen your dad hit anybody.
Kids need direction.
You think we're the only kids that ever got hit?
You were a rebellious little kid.
Look, I know he hit you, but he has been a great grandpa.
Keep Tyler out of this.
And a pretty decent man to me, okay?
I love Tyler, and quite frankly, I've been around him 7 years. Where have you been?
When I was 4, Dad gave me a photo of you, and I have it, like, in my room, in my closet, on one of the shelves. Sometimes I just look at it.
Tyler's fine. Tyler's fine. He knows that it's a
stupid, rare, strange situation, and he's not to blame.
Well, I'm not really that mad at you for not being there. I kind of forgive you, because if you ran away, it must have been pretty tough for you. So I wouldn't say, like, it was as tough for me as it probably was for you.
It's funny. I thought about this a lot. What would I say if I ever did see you? Because I thought I'd probably see you in heaven. I never thought I would feel like I was the one that needed to apologize.
The guy is harmless. And I wouldn't have him near Tyler if I thought that all that stuff still went on inside him.
I'm sorry about some things that I did.
You were a kid.
I don't feel good about this conversation we're having.
You want to see my photo of you? You want to look at it? Be careful with it. Well, just don't want it to break.
Help me understand this. If you're so concerned with how your father treats your son, how come you're not there to protect your son?
I want you to kind of like be my mother. Like, I think it would be cool if you like stayed and stuff.
I don't care what Tyler wants. Tyler wants you here from now on, so what?
And we could play board games and stuff.
You're not his mom. I'm his mom.
Do you want to feel how strong this muscle is? Okay, we can do an arm wrestle. Okay, just grab my hand like this.
He was less than a year old when you left. What do you mean you hit him?
You're really good. Ow! Oh, man. You worked out or something?
I don't understand. I don't get it. You come in here and then all of a fucking sudden, you're saying it's my fault that you left because I'm a shitty parent? Are you crazy?
You didn't know how to not be like him. And because you didn't want to become like your dad, it disappeared.
Enough about this shit. Why are you coming back now?
Why now?
You're dying?
Really? You look okay.
What is it?
A tumor.
Where is it?
Oh my God.
Is it benign? Is it cancerous? Or do you know?
Do they know why you have... What is it from? Is it genetic? Is it hereditary?
You in treatment?
Does it hurt?
So you're gonna die?
I tell you how long?
You're 31.
That's why you came back. Okay. That's perfect.
So what do you need, money?
Did you need some resolution in your life?
Are you lying?
Did you get a second opinion?
I just think you have to go and have somebody else look at this. I don't know.
To be honest, you kind of already died here.
I have considered you dead for so long.
I don't care.
We all mourned you.
At this point, I don't even care. You're a ghost. You're an apparition sitting in front of me.
And I don't accept it, and I don't even hear it. I'm not hearing you right now.
You are my daughter, and I love you. And everything you've done, I forgive you. I forgive you. Do you forgive me?
Thank you for waiting. I appreciate it.
And how are we feeling today?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a couple of pieces of news for you. I have some bad news, but I have, to counterbalance that, some wonderful news. You do not have brain cancer. Well, there is what appears to be a mass in your lobe, but some further tests have shown that that mass seems to be a blood clot. Now, that's the bad news, but you have a very, very good certainty of living a long, healthy, productive life.
your message.
Hi, Tyler. It's Mommy. Honey, it was so nice to see you last week. I have to go away again because I'm sick. I'm really sick. I'm sick. And I don't want you to think of me as a sick person. I want you to... When you show me that picture in your room, the picture you have of me, just think of me like that. We're smiling and we're happy and I love you very much. Okay? I love you. Bye.
Where Have You Been? Was performed by Ed Herbstman, Ben Jones, Christian Palak, Chet Siegel, Lewis Kornfeld, Amy Warren, and Asher Herbstman. It was produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell, and if you'd like to know more about our podcast, we have a website, thetruthpodcast.com. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and by MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. And if you're interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.